Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon, getting this week underway here. Coming up in about an hour from right now, Austin, and you're aware of this, we're going to have the National Weather Service in. At 5:15 today, we'll be talking about some of this severe weather expected coming in a little bit later today. But we'll get you right up to date with the National Weather Service folks over Mobile meeting with us at 5:15 on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia commissioners have agreed to postpone dissolving the Escambia-Pensacola Human Relations Commission until the end of the year. The move will allow staff more time to create an alternative way of handling fair housing complaints. Commissioners initially voted to silence the 50-year-old government-funded organization at the end of September. That has now been extended until December 31st.
And while conditions in the Atlantic Basin have been quiet since the June 1st start of the 2025 hurricane season, that is not the case in the eastern Pacific. Hurricane Barbara has formed west of Mexico in the eastern Pacific, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Gulf of America, the North Atlantic, and Caribbean Sea.
Okay, here's your third story this afternoon. Santa Rosa County firefighters need more operational funds as they struggle to meet the increasing demands of calls. Fire officials are asking commissioners to raise the MSBU rate to purchase more equipment and hire more firefighters. MSBU, by the way, is a municipal service benefit unit and allows special tax assessments on different areas of the county. The potential price hike will be up to the commissioners and for discussion at the next county commissioners meeting.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a mother bear and several cubs reportedly broke into a Navarre home last week. It happened in the Colonial Pines Estates neighborhood. There have reportedly been three official bear sighting reports in that area. The Florida FWC is advising residents to secure their garbage containers and to bang on doors and turn lights on when leaving the home at night. If you have an issue with a bear, you can also call their regional office.
Congratulations to those folks over there and down on the water, Joe Patties. Patty Marine Enterprises, longstanding, of course, Pensacola maritime business, was honored in Washington, D.C. as one of only 25 small businesses that were selected nationwide to participate in the prestigious Small Business Showcase on Capitol Hill. The event brought together top entrepreneurs, innovators, and job creators from across the country and right here in Pensacola.
And Escambia County seeking public input on the Pensacola Beach Gateway Project, which aims to enhance the entrance at the south end of Bob Sykes Bridge. Commissioner Ashley Hofberger has emphasized the project's goal of creating a more beautiful and welcoming space. Feedback can be submitted on the county website, that's myescambia.com, until Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Okay, the Gulfarium in Fort Walton Beach welcoming a new resident, Romeo, the oldest known manatee. Get this guy is about 70 years old.
Wow.
Manatees live to be about 50 to 60 years of age. Romeo has acclimated well to Manatee Cove with his new buddies, Indigo and Little Joe. I love it. Romeo comes to the Gulfarium from Tampa, where he was receiving around-the-clock care. How about around-the-clock weather care? It is 4:15, and Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure do. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.net today. You mentioned weather, so we'll start with that. Let's see. We're sitting at 87 degrees, a low of 75 tonight. Do have some high rainfall chances bleeding into your Tuesday, where the high will be 87 and the low will also be 75 there. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a favorite attraction down at Walt Disney World in Florida is going to close permanently today. It's actually closed Sunday night, but it was closed officially today.
Oh, gotcha.
Fox's Eben Brown has the report from Miami.
It's time to stop the music. It's time to shut the lights as Disney ends The Muppet Show tonight. Walt Disney World is closing the long-running Muppet Vision 3D attraction at Disney Hollywood Studios in Orlando. Opening originally in 1991, it allowed park visitors to physically enter a recreation of the famed vaudevillian theater from The Muppet Show on TV to enjoy a presentation mixing real Muppets, on-screen 3D film, and bellowing comic insults from Statler and Waldorf in their box seats. A version at Disney's California Adventure Park closed in 2014. The Orlando version will now make way for a new attraction themed on Monsters, Inc. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And enforce immigration laws or be removed from office. That's the message that Florida's Attorney General has for Broward Sheriff Gregory Tony. In a letter to the sheriff today, A.G. Uthmeyer criticized him for stating that immigration enforcement is not his priority or obligation. The Attorney General even brought up horrific crimes committed by undocumented immigrants in Broward County. Uthmeyer called on Tony to clarify his remarks, which were made during a commission meeting last week.
Okay, Florida lawmakers voted to extend the legislative session until June 18th, giving them a little bit of time to figure out the budget and tax breaks. The budget has to pass and get Governor DeSantis' signature before the end of the month, or the state government will enter into a partial shutdown. Lawmakers are eyeing an estimated $50 billion spending plan and more than $2 billion in permanent revenue cuts. They're still working out those details.
And a death row inmate who raped and murdered an Orlando woman in the 90s is appealing his upcoming execution. Thomas Godinez is convicted of savagely raping and severely beating Michelle McGrath in 1994 near a downtown bar. He's scheduled to be executed on June 24th. However, his attorneys filed an appeal last week with the Florida Supreme Court saying he has a mental illness. If the execution is carried out, he will be the seventh inmate put to death by lethal injection this year alone.
Well, we did have a good story about Romeo over at the Gulfarium.
The manatee,
manatee coming in here. And then there's a sad story to pass along to you. According to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, Lou the hippo died Sunday. Lou had been at the Ellie Schuller Hamasas Springs Wildlife State Park since 1964. He was 65 years old.
Man, we got some elderly animals
here. Doing pretty well. A memorial will be placed at the state park to honor Lou's extraordinary life and legacy.
All right, and lastly here, four astronauts from around the world headed to the International Space Station this week. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket will carry the crew to the ISS for the Axiom Mission 4 on Wednesday. The launch was scheduled for Tuesday, but it was delayed due to high winds. 4:18 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest national headlines happening across the country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'll return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, just like to remind you, put this in the back of your mind here, if you're thinking about buying or selling that home. Here's your mortgage numbers today. Slightly higher and still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.97%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.22%. Now, U.S. home listing prices hit an all-time high, signaling a potential shift toward a buyer's market. We'll be watching these numbers for you as they kind of roll out here in the next few days. Less than a month after the TSA tightened ID card requirements for boarding flights, the agency had to warn travelers what they cannot use. Here's Roger Stern.
The TSA took the unusual step of warning airline passengers that a Costco membership card doesn't count as proper identification. Writing on Facebook, the TSA says, "We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID because it absolutely does not." No word on how many people tried using a Costco card to get past security. People have been scrambling to get real IDs from their states. Those are the driver's licenses or IDs with a star in the corner. Passports are an acceptable alternative, but Costco cards only get you into their stores, not onto a plane. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And multiple reports say hundreds of Marines are being deployed to L.A. They're expected to arrive in the area over the next 24 hours. And it comes as the U.S. Northern Command said yesterday that the Marines were on a prepared to deploy status that the Defense Department called on them. Anti-ICE protests happening in the city for a fourth day, with some protesters seen blocking roadways.
Okay, the Secretary of Defense is set to appear before the House Armed Services Committee to present the Trump administration's proposed defense budget. Jeff Manasso has the details in Securing America.
Securing America.
The current defense budget of $850 billion could jump by 14% to the first over $1 trillion defense budget for fiscal year 2026. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Fox and Friends Friday on what he says the Pentagon will do with the new budget.
We need warriors, and we need to make sure we're deterring our enemies. In order to do that, and this is the big key message because these are all budget hearings, is rebuild our military. President Trump did it in his first term. He's going to do it in this term.
Hegseth will also tell the House committee that the president plans historic investments in fighter jet and shipbuilding, as well as the Golden Dome, hypersonics, and drones.
We have the best military in the world, and we will soon have by far the most advanced and capable military in the world.
The secretary was in France last week calling on NATO allies to increase their defense spending by 5% to share the burden. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky in with the numbers.
The Dow fading into the closing bell with the major averages ending mixed as the world's two largest economies, that being the U.S. and China, begin trade talks in London. Tech gained while financials lagged, and shares of NVIDIA were up 1% as CEO Jensen Huang delivered the opening keynote speech at London Tech Week alongside UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Shares of Apple fell 1% as the tech titan kicks off its 2025 Worldwide Developers Conference. The Dow winners, Boeing, Caterpillar, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Travelers, Visa, and Apple. The Dow falling a point, the Nasdaq higher by 61, S&P 500 up 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have much to report on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Also have some on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather on a local scale, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Going to have strong rain chances bleeding in from tonight to your Tuesday, where the high will be 87 with a low of 75.
426, News Radio 92.3, the year's first hurricane has formed. And no, don't worry about it. It's not in the Gulf of America. This one is in the Pacific Ocean. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Hurricane Barbara is now churning through the Pacific Ocean, centered a little more than 150 miles west of Manzanillo, Mexico. Winds are holding at 75 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center's forecast track shows Barbara moving to the northwest and staying away from land, even staying west of Baja California as it eventually weakens into a tropical depression. There are no watches or warnings posted. Barbara is the first hurricane of 2025. There has yet to be a cyclone in the Atlantic Basin. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And of course, just a few minutes ago, we were talking about those anti-ICE protests happening in L.A. Well, the feud between President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom is escalating as a result of them. Today, a reporter asked Trump if Border Czar Tom Homan should arrest Newsom over the demonstrations. Trump said, "I would if I were Tom. I think it's great." Newsom called Trump's comments a sign of authoritarianism and announced a lawsuit against the White House for federalizing the California National Guard. Trump is dismissing the lawsuit, saying that he had no choice, noting that cars are burning and people are rioting.
And while we're talking about this, the White House is continuing their message to go after undocumented immigrants, as they've been labeled as the worst of the worst. Here's the latest from Lala.
Polls show up to 80% of Americans support deporting criminal aliens. Rights groups condemn the ICE action, as has Mayor Bass, before she even knew who'd been arrested. So as ICE actions, they did prompt, obviously, the protests, the vandalism, the firebombing. LAPD, the sheriff, and CHP have made 43 arrests. Governor Newsom called the ICE worksite raids chaotic, federal sweeps, arbitrary, and cruel. Homan disagrees with that, obviously. He says that this is a situation where we're not going to give California a pass just because they're a sanctuary state.
Yeah, with these ICE protesters and with Donald Trump and his administration, we kind of reached a bit of an impasse with this one because ICE protesters are being arrested in front of Trump Tower in NYC. Police removed people from inside the building. There was video footage showing the protesters being zip-tied and hauled away outside. The protests are connected to the immigration raids and the demonstrations in L.A.
Yeah, folks have a lot of time in their hands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, NBC News polling has shown that only 27% of registered voters view the Democratic Party positively, marking its lowest rating since the 1990s. DNC officials confirm the party's declining voter support and loss of public trust.
Oof, ouch. And six people presumed dead after a small plane crashed off the coast of San Diego yesterday afternoon. The FAA said the pilot and five passengers were killed when the Cessna 414 crashed into the ocean and under unknown circumstances. In an exchange with air traffic control captured by liveatc.net, the pilot can be heard shouting Mayday three times just 5 minutes after takeoff. Records show the flight was on the way to Phoenix, and the Coast Guard is searching a debris field, and the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating.
You know, for the past couple of days, you and I have watched that crazy wild zebra running through neighborhoods.
Yeah,
you know, we saw some of the B-roll on that. Well, that zebra was a runaway pet. Ed, the zebra, was captured safely Sunday after being in central Tennessee. Ed was airlifted and flown by helicopter back to his trailer. The zebra arrived in Tennessee on May 30th. His owner reported him missing the next day. Ed may not like his new owner.
Well, and unfortunately, Ed Yeah, I mean, God bless him. He was going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Good-looking zebra.
Yeah. No, he was awesome. And millions from the Gulf Coast up to the Northeast are being impacted by severe weather. It comes after deadly weather hit parts of Georgia and Mississippi over the weekend, with a tornado being reported in Oklahoma. Heavy winds and potential tornadoes may be seen today in areas of the Ohio Valley and Northeast, and thunderstorms are also possible in the Southeast from the Gulf Coast to the Tennessee Valley.
And just while we're talking weather here, let me just remind everybody, National Weather Service coming in live with us today, 5:15. We will be talking about severe weather that might have an impact on the Pensacola area, and then again, maybe it won't. We're going to find out from the National Weather Service live this afternoon, 5:16 on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
I'm Tom Graham. President Trump defending his decision to deploy National Guard troops to immigration protests in Los Angeles.
Without federal intervention, President Trump says L.A. would have burned down as protests over immigration raids turned violent.
I feel we had no choice.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the administration, saying the president's decision to federalize the California Guard is a violation of state sovereignty.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. Funk pioneer Sylvester Stewart, better known as Sly Stone, has died at the age of 82 after a battle with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He had several hits in the late 1960s and 70s, including Stand and Everyday People. His band Sly and the Family Stone formed in 1966 in San Francisco. America is listening to Fox News.
June 13th through June 29th, Pensacola Little Theater presents Camelot, a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, his beloved Queen Guinevere, and the valiant Knights of the Round Table. Filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society, the story explores themes of honor, betrayal, and the struggle to maintain peace in a world rife with conflict. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia commissioners have agreed to postpone dissolving the Escambia-Pensacola Human Relations Commission until the end of the year. The move will allow staff more time to create an alternative way of handling fair housing complaints. Commissioners initially voted to silence the 50-year-old government-funded organization at the end of September. That has now been extended until New Year's Eve.
Okay, this is the second story, by the way. While conditions in the Atlantic Basin have been quiet since June 1st, the start of the 25 hurricane season, that's just not the case in the eastern Pacific. Hurricane Barbara has formed west of Mexico in the eastern Pacific. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm no tropical cyclone activity expected during the next 7 days in the Gulf of America, the North Atlantic, or in the Caribbean Sea.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, Santa Rosa County firefighters need more operational funds as they struggle to meet the increasing demand of calls. Fire officials are asking commissioners to raise the MSBU rate to purchase more equipment and hire more firefighters. MSBU is a municipal service benefit unit and allows special tax assessments on different areas of the county. The potential price hike will be up for discussion at the next county commissioners meeting.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, 435, News Radio 92.3, Saturday's Belmont Stakes was run at Saratoga track there because of the ongoing renovations over at Belmont. Tim McMaster recaps the action for us.
Any chance of a Triple Crown winner in 2025 vanished when Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty's team chose not to run in the Preakness. So instead, Saturday's Belmont Stakes was a rematch of Sovereignty and Journalism, who won the Preakness in Sovereignty's absence.
Sovereignty!
Courtesy Fox, just like at the Derby, Sovereignty passing Journalism down the stretch. Journalism did finish second, Baeza third. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals is set for tonight. The Florida Panthers hosting the Edmonton Oilers at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. The series is tied at one game apiece after the two first games both went to OT. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m.
Oh, there's a battle brewing on the gymnastics front here. Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles took offense to OutKick contributor Riley Gaines after calling out a high school from Minnesota for having a transgender pitcher on their softball team. Here we go. CB
The feud first started when Gaines criticized the Champlain Park High School softball team, which won the Minnesota State Championship on Friday. The team led by its standout pitcher, who is a biological male, according to an ongoing lawsuit against the state. The Minnesota State High School League posted a photo of the team on social media after the game, and Gaines noted the comments on X were turned off, while adding, quote, to be expected when your star player is a boy. Biles wrote back, calling Gaines sick and a sore loser. In that same post, Biles suggested a transgender category in sports, and then she fired off another attack, saying no one in sports is safe with Gaines around.
And WWE WrestleMania officially returning to Las Vegas for a second straight year. Allegiant Stadium will host WrestleMania 42 on April 18th and 19th of 2026. The stadium hosted WrestleMania 41 this past April and drew nearly 125,000 fans in two nights. It was the largest total attendance in WWE history, and it was also the most watched WrestleMania of all time after airing on Peacock and other streaming platforms.
Well, it was a tennis match for the history books. Greg Thompson takes us through the epic French Open men's final.
At 5 hours and 29 minutes, it was the longest French Open final ever. World number one Jannik Sinner won the first two sets and even had match point three times. But world number two Carlos Alcaraz fought them all off and then rallied to force a winner-take-all fifth set, which he won in a tiebreak to complete the comeback, giving him his second straight French Open title, and at 22 years old, making him the third youngest man ever to win five majors.
Today was all about to believe in myself. I never doubted about myself today. That's why I saw my best tennis, you know, in crucial moments.
As for Sinner, he had won each of the last two majors and had never lost in the final of one, but he's now dropped his last five matches against Alcaraz. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And basketball Hall of Famer Don Nelson adding another award to his already prestigious resume. He was formally presented at the as the recipient of this year's Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award prior to Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The three-time NBA Coach of the Year retired in 2010 as the league's all-time coaching wins leader with 1,335. That was a record he held for nearly 12 years before Greg Popovich passed him in March of 2022.
Well, many current and former college athletes could be getting a payout. Fox's Jeff Locke at Villanova University's campus with more on how a legal settlement with the NCAA will help colleges pay their athletes.
$2.8 billion paid out over 10 years. In the first year alone, $20 million, and then increasing as the years go on. It's about 50% of all sports revenue generated by colleges and universities going directly to the athletes. And there will be billions in back pay for former athletes. How will the universities pay for all of this? According to University of Michigan sports economist Richard Paulson, coaches' pay could be cut, facility spending down.
Another place you might see cuts is Olympic sports.
There is another suit filed by a former football player at Villanova University asking that all college athletes be treated as university employees. On the campus of Villanova, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. When I talked to Dana White at UFC 316 at the Prudential Center late Saturday night, he made it clear to me that Tom Aspinall against John Jones will happen, and at one point, John even agreed to do the fight. And even though Dana said that, it continues to feel that John doesn't want to fight Tom. Who knows what will ultimately happen, but the UFC needs Dana to be right, and we need to see John Jones step into that octagon against Tom Aspinall, and Madison Square Garden in probably November would be the perfect place for it to all go down. I'm Zach Gelb.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Today's health news.
Okay, time to check that fridge, see if your eggs are still safe to eat. Fox's Pam Pusso has the story.
The CDC has issued an alert about a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs. The eggs, recalled by the August Egg Company, were sold to restaurants and retailers in Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington, and Wyoming. The eggs in question are the brown cage-free eggs and the brown certified organic eggs, with sell-by dates from March 4th to June 4th. The eggs were sold at retailers including Walmart, Safeway, Ralph's, and Food Max. Some of the symptoms of salmonella are stomach cramps, fever, diarrhea, and vomiting. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
And a new study reveals the number of people seeking treatment of marijuana use disorder is dropping. Researchers reported recently in the journal Substance Use and Misuse that it was 19% in 2003, but in 2019, just 13% were in treatment. Senior researcher Brian Graves says that cannabis use disorder treatment is often overshadowed by treatments for other substance abuse disorders, despite its growing prevalence and impact.
Former President Joe Biden's physician is facing more questions this afternoon about the former commander-in-chief's alleged cognitive decline. David Spunt has more on the story.
Former President Obama's doctor saying of former President Biden's doctor, quote, sometimes those closest to the tree miss the forest, end quote. Now, this is a rare criticism. Dr. Jeffrey Coleman served as the presidential physician for the first few years of President Obama's first term in the White House. He gave this interview to the Washington Post and continued by saying it shouldn't be just health, it should be fitness. Fitness is, do you have that robust mind, body, spirit that you can do this physically, mentally, emotionally demanding job? House Oversight Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Dr. Kevin O'Connor for a formal deposition to take place on June 27th after he says O'Connor refused to cooperate with a voluntary interview.
And a new HIV prevention shot expected to win approval by the U.S. FDA later this month. The shot is called lenacapavir. It would be given two times a year and could be a big advancement in the fight against HIV. The shot was tested in a study of women and girls by drug maker Gilead Sciences. None of the study participants who received the shot got HIV.
Okay, headaches taking a bit of the stage today. Health experts warn and want to give you less of a headache this month of June. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. June is Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. The American Migraine Foundation says it's a time to spotlight a disease that impacts more than a billion people across the globe, but is still very misunderstood. It's also the second leading cause of disability worldwide. For more than 90% of those who get migraines, they interfere with social activities, careers, and education. There's no single cure for migraines, but there are treatments that can help manage symptoms, like medicines or simple actions like laying in a dark room or icing your head. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather. Local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight with some rainfall chances, and tomorrow is copy and paste. Got some high rainfall chances Tuesday as well with a high of 87 and a low of 75.
Okay, about 30 minutes away from right now, National Weather Service live with Austin and myself talking about the potential of threatening weather this afternoon. So we'll get it directly from the NWS over in Mobile today, 515, 516, around that area on News Radio 92.3. You just heard the local snapshot of our weather. Now here's your national look. Many parts of the U.S. are set to see pretty nasty weather over the next few days. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
The active weather pattern continues as we kick off the work week, beginning in the Northeast as rounds of rain will be possible. Heavy downpours from Pennsylvania to New England will bring a risk of flooding across the region. In the Southeast, severe storms are likely this afternoon and evening. From the Gulf Coast through the Carolinas, watch for damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Flash flooding is also a possibility in some of these harder hit areas. In the Midwest, it will stay unsettled but quieter with scattered showers from Missouri to Ohio. Temperatures will range from the 70s up into the mid-80s. And out west, heat advisories are in effect for California's Central Valley through parts of the Northwest. Highs will soar past 100 degrees in many areas with dangerous heat building through the midweek. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were changed little today on Wall Street as traders looked for the latest on U.S.-China trade talks, which are underway in London. The Dow falling 1 point, the S&P 500 up by 5, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq gained more than 60. Shares of Robinhood sold off today as the online brokerage was snubbed in the latest quarterly rebalance of the S&P 500. Shares of Robinhood dropped more than 6% in morning trading, and currently in after-hours trading are up slightly. Americans grew less fearful about inflation in May as President Trump backed off of his most severe tariff plans, according to a New York Federal Reserve survey. The central bank survey of consumer expectations showed that the one-year inflation outlook took a substantial dip down to 3.2%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, big information to pass on to you today. Apple making some news here. Not only news, but making several announcements. During their Worldwide Developers Conference, they got this underway this afternoon. Fox's Susan Lee reports from Cupertino, California.
They just announced a deeper partnership with OpenAI when it comes to its image playground. Also, Live Translate, that is one of the most hyped and highly anticipated AI features that they just announced for the operating system as well. And as always, CEO Tim Cook kicks off the event. Apple also just confirmed that they are changing the name of their operating systems to the years that they're introduced. So this year will be iOS 26. Also confirming that the AI-powered voice assistant Siri will be delayed. No date yet on when the release will be. They also announced liquid glass, meaning the change in the look of your operating system in the future.
And the president wants to deposit $1,000 in so-called Trump accounts for newborn Americans. The money would come from employers to their employees. The CEOs of Uber, Dell, and Goldman Sachs are expected to join Trump at a White House business roundtable to announce their participation. The Trump accounts will also be seeded with taxpayer dollars and is part of the president's big, beautiful spending bill that's making its way to a Senate vote.
Yeah, I was just wondering now, you have to be employed to get to take advantage of that?
I guess.
I mean, it sounds like you have to be employed.
If it's coming
somewhere.
From employers, yeah, you got to be an employee somewhere.
I'm sure we'll hear more about that one. Warner Brothers Discovery is making some pretty darn big changes. Jenny Casola has the latest.
Warner Brothers Discovery is splitting its cable business from its streaming and studio operations, effectively unwinding much of the Warner Brothers and Discovery Communications merger from 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the company's dealing with debt, a sagging stock price, and competition from Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and others. One company, Global Networks, will house CNN, TNT, TBS, and Warner's cable channels, Discovery Plus Streaming, and Internet National Holdings. The other business will be streaming and studios. Several thousand employees have been laid off over the last 3 years following the merger. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And Waymo is suspending its robo-taxi service in Los Angeles due to protests taking place in the city. According to LAPD, demonstrators stopped various vehicles in the downtown area and ignited them, which officials warn can release toxic gases due to the lithium-ion batteries. Some of the vehicles were also broken into and vandalized with spray paint. The company usually offers rides from Santa Monica to Marina del Rey to downtown and south of the Santa Monica Mountains and Hollywood Hills.
Okay, new study revealing how much money Americans need to make in order to live comfortably in each state. Ashley Webster, he's in today with an update for you.
Residents in Hawaii need to earn a minimum of $124,467 a year to live comfortably. According to Smart Asset, that is the highest of any state, one of only two states, along with Massachusetts, where individuals need to earn at least $120,000 a year to afford a comfortable lifestyle. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the median annual wage for individuals was just below $62,000 at the end of 2024.
Might have to be hitting Austin up for a raise here today.
Yeah.
I'm not in that category. I'm out of those categories there. I didn't quite understand that one. There's one big loser in President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Electric vehicle makers, they're not too happy about this. Jeff Manasso explains.
It's Fox Wheels.
Getting rid of the $7,500 federal EV tax credit in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill that's working its way through Congress could likely lead to a drop in EV sales and production, with automakers like Hyundai and Ford, but not expected to impact sales at Tesla. That prediction from automotive expert Lauren Fix, who tells Fox Business.
People buy Teslas because they like the product. They want an electric car. They don't want to deal with dealers. And that's where Tesla really shines. They know what their customers want, and those that like Teslas will continue to purchase that product.
If the drop in tax credit incentives are passed and signed into law, buyers would have until the end of the year to take advantage of the $7,500 new vehicle tax credit, a $4,000 used EV tax credit, and a $1,200 electric charger credit. Currently, EVs account for about 8% of U.S. auto sales. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of the more frivolous stuff for you, pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the question of whether the Escambia County Commission is going to give $2 million to help support the demolition and reconstruction project at Baptist Hospital. Ashley Hofberger has offered three sign design alternatives for the Toll Collection Plaza / Welcome Sign to Pensacola Beach. And we talked to Congressman Jimmy Patronis. He's filed his first bill, an investigation into the lie covering up Biden's cognitive decline. Listen to all the podcasts at NewsRadio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3. It is 4:55, afternoon sliding by. We're getting ready to welcome in an evening pretty soon. Coming up in 20 minutes, National Weather Service live with us, talking about weather and what we can expect in terms of will it really be severe weather in Pensacola this afternoon? We'll find out. National Weather Service have the nice stuff for us there. I got to tell you this. It is now 4:55. And what does that mean? That means you know him, you love him, he's in, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
Yes, indeed I am. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But those are our worst-looking spots right now, and they shouldn't surprise you if you're used to taking those routes. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees right now, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see those rain chances we got bleeding into your Tuesday, where the high there will be 87, and the low will also be 75.
Here's today's pop culture news.
She's going to love it, I'm telling you. Sylvester Stewart, better known as Sly, has died. This is sad. 82 years old, had a long and I'm not going to say probably a comfortable life because it was
it was a turbulent career.
It really was. of course, he had those hits, late 60s, early 70s, Dance to the Music, Everyday People, songs that were synonymous with Woodstock when he made his real impact there in terms of Sly and the Family Stone.
Right.
Great, great band. Here's Everyday People for you. Sly and the Family Stone formed back in 1966 in San Francisco. They really became important to multiple areas of music, R&B, funk, rock. They were a staple of the rock scene of the 60s and 70s. Sly and the Family Stone, Sylvester Stewart, has passed away at 82 today.
My goodness. All right. And people are expected to spend $24 billion this year for Father's Day. That would be a record amount, according to the National Retail Federation, up more than 7% from last year. Three out of every four people surveyed said that they plan to celebrate the event in some fashion. This year, of course, it's on June 15th. Average spending is expected to come in at just under $200.
Lilo and Stitch keeps its place at the top of the weekend box office. Jack Callahan has more for us.
In first place at the box office again is the remake of Lilo and Stitch. The Disney hit took in another $32.5 million this weekend. Studio estimates say that brings its total to roughly $336 million in the U.S. and globally about $773 million. At number two, it's From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. It brought in $25 million from 3,400 screens across the U.S. and Canada. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, came in third place with $15 million, bringing its worldwide total to $450 million. Karate Kid Legends at number four with $8.7 million. And rounding out the top five was Final Destination Bloodlines with $6.5 million. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
One word can frame up this next story, finally. Finally, it's over. No more. What we're talking about. A judge has dismissed Justin Baldoni's lawsuit after months of back and forth. Nate Foy is in NYC this afternoon.
A big-time legal blow for Justin Baldoni with a judge dismissing his defamation lawsuit, one of them against Blake Lively, her husband, actor Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's longtime publicist, and then the New York Times, who first reported on Lively's allegations. And the reason why the judge's ruling that Lively's original complaint of sexual harassment with the California Civil Rights Department is legally privileged. So the judge also siding with the New York Times, writing that it was within its right to report the complaint and had no apparent motive to favor Lively's version of the event.
Matthew Broderick, he did a movie called Biloxi Blues one time. Okay. And the famous line in that movie was like, boy, it's hot here. He came from New York and he came down to Biloxi in the middle of summer. So, you know, we're talking about, well, good news for folks up in Century. The splash pad has been repaired and is open for fun seekers. So that'll help you cool off this summer. Coming up, National Weather Service at about 15 on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.